Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I'd like to continue on this morning with our studies in the third chapter of Colossians. And this morning we'll move on now to the next verse, verse 17. The Apostle Paul writes here, "And whatsoever ye do in deed," "and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." Whatever we do, he says, think about it, whether it's at work or in other activities, we are to do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Well, that should qualify the type of vocation we choose or the kind of work we do for a living, shouldn't it? And all the other activities we engage in, too. Those activities and vocations that are not becoming or befitting of a child of God cannot be done in his name. For example, how can a bartender serve liquor in the name of Jesus? How can a child of God be a clerk in a convenience store where pornographic magazines are sold? Or how about some of the shady sales techniques that some businesses engage in to sell their products? Can a child of God be a part of those things? Do those things in the name of Jesus? It doesn't fit, does it? Not at all. All that we do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. There's a lot of things to think about. You think about the things that we do, places we go, do in the name of the Lord Jesus. Well, this verse also tells us that whatever we say, we are to do in the name of the Lord Jesus. Says here, whatsoever ye do in word or deed, and I take that in word to mean the things that we say. So again, that should be a qualifier for everything that comes out of our mouth. Let me ask you this. How can you give someone a piece of your mind in a rush of anger in the name of Jesus? Or how can we knowingly lie about a given matter in the name of the Lord Jesus? How can you speak evil of someone in the name of Jesus? How can you slander someone in the name of Jesus? How can you tell a filthy joke in the name of Jesus? How can you gossip in the name of Jesus? How can you sow discord among the brotherhood in the name of Jesus? Do you follow me? They just don't go together, do they? How do you slander someone in the name of Jesus? How do you yell at somebody in anger in the name of Jesus? I mean, it doesn't fit, does it? Not at all. So if we think about the things that we say, the things that come out of our mouth, we're to do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. So that's a good qualifier. It reminds me of the verse, I think it's in Proverbs, maybe it's in the Psalms, I'm not sure. It says, "Set a watch at the door of my lips, O Lord." Well, that's a good request. That's a good thing to desire, that every word that comes out of our mouth would be in the name of the Lord Jesus. And if that would happen, only gracious words, only words of love, words of encouragement would come from our mouths. It's good to have that qualifier, is it not? Well, it's good. What a good exhortation that is. Well, this verse also tells us that we are to be thankful. And only two verses earlier, we talked about the other day, Paul had exhorted us to do the same thing, to be thankful. And in this verse, the admonition to be thankful is part of the same sentence that gives us the preceding instruction to do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. So the essence of what this scripture is saying to us is that whatever we do and whatever we say, we need to do so not only in the name of Jesus, but to do it with a thankful heart. Take a good look at who you are. Evaluate yourself. Or ask someone who's very close to you and ask them to evaluate you. Can it be said of you that you are a thankful individual? Does thanksgiving flow from your lips every day? When was the last time you stopped what you were doing and breathed a word of prayer of thanks to God for something? There are literally scores of things that happen in our lives every day that we should be thanking God for. We must be thankful people. When was the last time you thanked Him? Think about some of the very simple things that happen in our lives every day. Sometimes you have a day that's very busy. You have a busy schedule. And you know you need to do something. You have a list of things you need to get done. And in the course of what you're doing, maybe you've forgotten something. And suddenly while you're doing something different, this comes to your mind. Oh, that's right, I'm supposed to do this, or I'm supposed to call this person, or I'm supposed to do whatever it is. And so you go do it. Immediately. Oh, where do you think that thought came from? I don't know. But I like to think God brought that to my mind. The Holy Spirit, He knew I had a busy schedule. And suddenly that thing pops into your head. Oh, that's right, I'm supposed to do that. And immediately stop. Say, God, thank you for bringing that to my mind. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Bless God, He does those things for us. And I think we need to be more thankful to God for those kind of things that happen in our lives all the time. Maybe you have days where things just seem to fall into place. Things just go so well for you. Well, what is your response to that? Do you just say, wow, things are really going my way today, and you keep right on going? Oh, friend, I hope not. That's a time you need to stop right in your tracks and say, God, thank you for blessing my day. Things go so well today. Lord, you blessing me. That's a time to stop and thank God for it. He is the one that does those things for us. Bless God. We need to learn to be thankful people. I tell you, there are scores of things that we need to be thanking God for every day. It only takes a few seconds. Something happens, and you can just immediately say, thank you, Lord. That was so good. That's what this verse is talking about. All that you do, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus and be thankful. That's the idea. So remember, all that you do today, all that you say today, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, and by the way, be thankful while you're at it. God bless your day. I trust that your day will go well in the Lord Jesus.